Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The period for open enrollment and employee benefits programs is coming up. Here to tell us more about it is Brad Cignoli, Senior Vice President for MetLife's Group Benefits Business. And Brad, do all employers have the same open enrollment time period?
That's a great question. And the answer is no. Not all employers have the same open enrollment period. However, the majority of employers in the U.S. have an open enrollment period that's happening right now for the next 60 days or so, because the majority of U.S. employers' benefit programs renew and start up on the first of every year.
Yeah, I was just going to ask if there was any reason for that. It just happens to be up to the whims of the business owner?
Yeah, it's really more about the company themselves, and a lot of times it's linked into their financial and fiscal periods, but not required to be, but the majority of it is linked up to their financial statements and how they report themselves to the company. Yeah. And often, if you think about benefits too, there's often a linkage in terms of, if you think about healthcare insurance or dental insurance, oftentimes your maximum changes, your annual maximum resets at the first of the year, your deductibles reset at the first of the year. So those also can help in terms of just the coordination of the benefit offerings when things reset annually.
And Brad, depending on the place you work at, you may have a choice of carriers, but failing that, are there the other options part of the concerns when you're enrolling among the things that people tend to overlook?
If I think about ourselves at MetLife, we don't offer healthcare in the U.S. We offer all of the other traditional benefits that you reference. So if you think about this time, it's really important that people spend the time understanding those benefits to really see how they can be personalized and customized to themselves to help their families. But also, there may be real savings available through some of these benefits, especially on costs that you may be paying for. So you think of in the employer space, there's often benefits such as auto and home insurance or legal insurance. And if you think about auto and home insurance, most Americans have a need for that today, whether it be renting a house or insuring their house or insuring their car. And there's many, many employers that offer auto and home insurance as an option, as a voluntary benefit, to see if there's potential savings for that employee and their family.
Another consideration, disability insurance. And now I work for a radio station, obviously. You know who you're talking to here. And I don't think about disability in the same way that maybe a construction worker or someone who works in a factory might. Should I have a different opinion, though?
I take it a couple different directions. So if you think about, we just talked about auto insurance and home insurance. Really, you buy auto insurance to protect your car from an accident. You buy home insurance to protect your house in the event of a flood or a fire. Really, what disability insurance is at the core is protecting your income. So it really doesn't matter what occupation you're in, if disability insurance is the avenue to protect your income. So it is not just for things, to your point around construction or if like falling off a ladder at work. The reality is disability insurance covers you at work and outside of work. And so thinking about coming into the winter soon, especially here in New York, and the ski season and that. And you think of the accidents that people could have on the slopes. Disability insurance can also cover them. So it's not just those worksite accidents. It's really any and all type of accidents have a probability there to be included.
Along similar lines, people seem to have the wrong impression, perhaps, about life insurance.
Yeah, and that's really another really excellent point. We did a survey that less than 20% of people surveyed said the reason to buy life insurance was funeral expenses, outside of just funeral expenses, I should say. And the reality is, if we think about the expenses that we all have, whether it be students or former students with significant student loan debt, or anyone who owns a home and your mortgage and home debt, in the event of an unlikely passing of yourselves or a key family member, that financial burden of those things would and could shift to those that you love that in your family to take care of. And so really that life insurance is definitely more than just for the ill or just for the aging. It's really an important benefit to make sure everyone assesses that right amount of insurance for them and their families. And a big part of open enrollment is really learning and deciding what that right level of insurance should be for you in your personal situation.
And again, using the HERE example in terms of open enrollment, a good share of us do this on company time. And as a result, you're kind of cramming things in between sales calls if you're working in that realm. Or for me, I'm working on a newscast. So maybe not really taking the time that we should on that. Is there kind of a rule of thumb for how thorough you should be in doing your review?
Yeah, excellent point, Randy. And you hit the nail on the head. Our study showed that 1 in 5 workers, so roughly 20% of workers, only spend a couple of minutes on this important once-a-year decision. And really, the reality is that's not enough. You need to truly spend, I would say, at a minimum an hour or so to really understand what your current situation is, maybe how it's changed from last year when you went through this process. Also important to assess is, has the company provided new benefits, additional benefits, or any changes to the current benefits? So really making sure spending the time assessing that. In addition, we find having a what we call meaningful conversation with people you trust or coworkers at work is also really helpful. It can help you understand how maybe some of these other benefits that are offered, like a critical illness insurance or like a legal plan, can be very useful for them in what they've been going through, that you can also help to connect the dots for how that could be an important benefit to you to have and obtain for your family.
That's Brad Cignoli, Senior Vice President for MetLife's Group Benefits Business.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.